USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Survivors of the deadly tornado in Alabama sharing terrifying stories. One woman telling a reporter she's on the phone with her mother, and I kept telling her, I'm gone. More than 20 people killed as the massive tornado hits Lee County. Chris Darden with the National Weather Service.
We are upgrading that to an EF4. Estimated wind speed of 170 miles per hour.
Right now, search dogs on scene looking for people still unaccounted for. To Washington, D.C., where Democrats request more documents from President Trump. He says he's happy to turn over whatever they want.
You're going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing?
And Beverly Hills 90210 actor Luke Perry has died. He had a massive stroke last week while at home. He was 52 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A check now on your money. On Wall Street, the Dow down almost 207 points, the NASDAQ down almost 18, and the S&P 500 off almost 11 points. Turning now to politics in 2020, former Obama Attorney General Eric Holder announcing he won't be running for president, and instead he will focus his energy on redistricting. But there are plenty of Democrats running: Kamala Harris of California, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with the latest person on the left getting into the race.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has announced he's running for president. He becomes the second governor to jump into the ever-increasing Democratic 2020 contest. He put out a video to kick off his candidacy.
I've proven again and again I can bring people together to produce the progressive change Washington has failed to deliver.
Hickenlooper will kick off his campaign in person at a rally on Thursday evening in Denver.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
USA News for your health. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers will hear arguments for and against vaccinations. Scheduled to testify, a teenager from the state of Ohio. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
An Ohio teenager who went viral for getting vaccinated despite his mother's wishes will be testifying before Congress on Tuesday. Ethan Lindenberger announcing on Twitter that he'll testify before a Senate committee on the importance of vaccinations. The 18-year-old from Norwalk, Ohio, says he hadn't been vaccinated as a child for anything and that his parents think vaccines are some kind of government scheme. He's since become vaccinated for hepatitis A, B, HPV, and the flu. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
News now about the military. USA Radio's John Clemens reports there's concern about our aging arsenal. The warning coming from the head of the U.S. Strategic Command.
That was the warning from Air Force General John Hyten, the commander of the U.S. Strategic Command.
Everything that we have is aging out. We have bombers, ICBMs, nuclear submarines, all of which will reach a point within about 15 years where they're no longer a viable element.
Yet if they are viable today, they are safe, reliable, ready, and they can do all the missions they need to do today. But in the future, that won't be the case. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.